on with our story. The outlaws near Greenville, knowing that Colonel Dawson could not attack them until he had received orders from Washington, killed the Pony Express rider bringing those orders. The Lone Ranger recovered the letter, but in the battle with the outlaws that followed, it was destroyed. Our next scene takes place in the fort where Colonel Dawson is stationed. He is speaking to his aide.
Did you see my daughter when you were in town?
Yes, sir.
What did she say?
She wouldn't speak to me, sir. I saw her and she walked away from me.
Then she meant what she said.
I beg your pardon, sir?
My daughter's been miserably treated by those fools in Greenville.
Fools, sir?
Yes, fools. If they had an ounce of brains, they'd realize that I can't attack the outlaws without orders from Washington. Even Sally feels that I should violate my instructions.
You sent to Washington for permission to attack, sir?
Yes. The reply should be here any day now. If I get permission, I'll attack at once. We'll clean out those outlaws in half a day's time. Without that permission, I cannot and will not attack.
The people in town think we're afraid, Colonel.
They won't give me a chance to explain.
Did you explain to your daughter, sir?
I tried to, but even Sally won't try to understand. When orders come from Washington, we can vindicate ourselves. What else happened in town? Anything of importance?
Yes, sir. A pony rider was killed.
Killed?
Shot from ambush.
A pony rider, you say?
Yes, sir.
I wonder if... Good Lord. It can't be possible. It was the rider bringing our instruction from the Capitol.
I sincerely hope not, sir. His mail was burned.
Who killed him?
No one seems to know. A masked man and an Indian came into town with two prisoners. Both were identified as outlaws.
And they murdered the pony rider?
The masked man claims they did. The others claim the masked man was the murderer.
Masked man? Who was he?
No one seems to know, sir. The sheriff tried to put him in jail with the others, but he got away.
Escaped?
Yes, sir. The lawmen seem to think his escape is proof of his guilt. But I...
You what?
My opinion is of no value, Colonel Dawson.
What were you going to say?
I thought he might have fled simply to prevent being unmasked. There was something about the man that I...
Well, go on. You what?
There was something about him that I admired and respected. I wondered at the time if he was the Lone Ranger.
Lone Ranger?
You've heard of him, sir.
Of course. Where did he go when he left Greenville?
I don't know. Some men tried to follow him, but they were quickly outdistanced by his horse.
That's all you know about it?
Yes, sir. After making arrangements for supplies, I left and came back here.
What in the world?
Stand where you are.
The masked man.
The same one.
How did you get in here? How did you get by the guards?
I came here to speak to you, Colonel. You'll find your guards unharmed.
It's incredible. It's impossible. How could any man get by those guards?
It isn't hard if a man knows this part of the country.
You're the man who brought in those two killers, the ones who shot down the pony rider.
Yes. Colonel Dawson, before the two opened fire on Tonto and me, I read a letter addressed to you. It was partly burned. I wanted to see if there was enough left of it to be of any importance to you. The letter was later destroyed when it fell into the fire while I charged the killers.
What was it? What did it say?
It was an order from Washington. You were instructed to attack the hills and rout the outlaws, taking as many prisoners as possible, but shooting to kill if necessary.
How do I know you're telling the truth?
You'll have to take my word for it.
But I can't attack on merely the word of a masked man.
Colonel, if you'll permit me, sir, I'll vouch for this man.
Even that won't do. Lieutenant, send another message to Washington at once. Ask for a copy of the instructions sent by Pony Express, explaining the original was destroyed.
But it'll take weeks for that message to get back here. In that time, the outlaws will kill another score of people in Greenville.
Without orders, no attack can be made.
There were orders.
I must see them. I must have them on fire.
Colonel Dawson, sometimes a man can carry his military tactics too far. There are times when a good soldier will throw aside regulations if he knows he's right.
I act only on written orders.
You'll have to act before another 3 weeks or Greenville will rise against you.
They've already said all they're going to say.
But they haven't started to act. If those outlaws raid that town again, there's no telling what the people will do.
Written orders.
Very well.
And now consider yourself under arrest. Obviously, you attacked the guards.
Arrest? People have tried to arrest me before, Colonel Dawson.
Get him! Stop him!
I'll try!
The masked man had failed to persuade the colonel to act. The situation was desperate. The outlaws were still free to raid as they pleased, and the Lone Ranger felt that it was his responsibility to aid in their capture. We see the masked man as he reins Silver to a halt at his small, well-concealed camp.
Oh, Silver! Hold there, boy! Oh. Tonto, Colonel Dawson wouldn't even listen to me.
Him stubborn.
He's willing to attack the outlaws, but only on written orders from Washington.
You see orders?
Yes, but he wouldn't take my word.
Him foolish.
Remember, Kemosabe, there's some belief that I'm the one who shot the pony rider.
What we do, huh?
I have an idea, Kemosabe. It might work.
What? That?
Those two men who are in jail for shooting the pony rider will never be convicted of the murder.
There's no proof.
No, there's no proof. If they do come to trial, they'll go free.
Huh?
So nothing would be lost if we set them free.
Let them go?
Yes. Tonto, we're going to let them go so they'll be punished.
Me not savvy.
They will be punished if my plan works. And the first step in the plan is to set those outlaws free.
We go there tonight?
Yes, and we've just time to get ready. First, I'll explain your part of the plan.
The Lone Ranger and Tonto rode to town where they found the sheriff and explained their plan. The sheriff agreed to help them. And later that same night, the masked man and his faithful Indian friend raced to the jail, brought their mounts to a halt, and dismounted.
Don't waste any time. Smash the lock with bullets.
Me do.
Hey, what's going on there?
What the sham hill?
We're here to get you out. There are horses back at the jail.
You're the man that brought us here.
Don't waste time talking. Take advantage of this chance. Send another bullet into that lock.
Isn't that right?
That does it. Now open the door, Jake.
We're free. Come on, Bard. We're free.
This'll save us from hanging.
Get aboard those horses and head for the hills.
I ain't a man to ask questions when I see a chance like this. Come on.
I'm right behind you. Come on, boy.
There's the sheriff, Tonto.
Isn't that good?
He's coming from the cafe with half a dozen men.
Sheriff, do him part.
Get aboard your horse, Tonto. There go Jake and his friend.
Them go to outlaw camp.
Yes. Hail,
get up, fight.
Early the next morning, the sheriff and two deputies rode swiftly to the fort. They demanded that the guards admit them and were taken to the colonel at once. The sheriff explained their errand.
Dawson, I tell you, you've got to do something.
What's the matter now?
You know who I am. I'm sheriff over at Greenville.
I know that. What do you want here? I have already told you my position.
I know, but this is different. Maybe you didn't know about it, but them two men busted out of jail last night.
That's your responsibility.
But they'll be heading for the hills, don't you, savvy?
I've already told you that I can do nothing
about it. But, Dad, I'm telling you this because it's your own daughter that's in danger.
What's that, Sally?
Sure. They'll not, like as not, take her with them. They'll use her as a hostage.
Colonel Dawson, your own daughter.
They wouldn't dare do that.
Them critters will dare do anything for their own protection. If they get the girl into the hills, you won't dare make no attack on them. If you do, it'll mean that they'll kill her.
If they capture the girl, they've got to be stopped before they reach the hills.
That's just it. That's why I come here. We ain't got men enough to chase them. I haven't more than half a dozen men to ride with me. We wouldn't have no luck at all.
My daughter. I can't believe it. No, no, they wouldn't do that.
They're ruthless, sir.
Colonel Dawson.
What do you want?
A sentry reports a man riding south of the fort, carrying your daughter and his horse with him.
Good Lord.
That's it. Don't you see? They're already heading for the hills. You've got to do something, Colonel.
If you don't, sir...
How do you know it's my daughter?
The dress and hat. The same outfit she wore when she was here the last time.
That settles it, sir. We've got to move.
If you don't give the orders, Colonel Dawson...
But I...
I'll give the orders to charge myself.
Have the bugler sound assembly. We're going into the hills.
Sprang into action. Orders were barked, weapons made ready, horses saddled. The colonel himself leaped to the saddle and placed himself at the head of his soldiers. A lifted hand, a sharp command, and the troop was racing in pursuit of the masked man whose great white horse was thundering toward the timber at the foot of the hill. Let us flash ahead of the soldiers to the outlaws' camp. Jake and his companion are standing before their leader, Wolf, who questions them closely about their escape from jail.
But why'd this masked man, his Injun friend, let you out?
Oh, we didn't stop to ask no questions, Wolf. We were just doggone glad to get free.
Don't make sense. First he takes you to jail, then he breaks you out. What'd he do it for? You wouldn't have been convicted nohow. There wasn't no proof against you if what you say is true.
Just the same, I'd sooner not take a chance on a jury.
Come on!
Who's that coming?
That's the man who let us out.
Coming here?
That's it, Wolf. Don't you see? He wants to join up with the gang. He figured he'd get in good with you by letting us out. That's what he's coming here for.
There he is. See him? Coming up the hill.
Well, I'll talk to him. Hey, what's he got with him there? Who's that woman in the saddle?
Gosh, I don't know.
What the Sam Hill is he bringing?
There's soldiers coming behind him. They're chasing him here.
He led him right to us.
I thought you said you destroyed that order for the soldiers to come here.
We did. We've seen it burn.
Get your guns, boys. Get your guns. We got to fight for our lives.
Fighting was sharp and deadly. The outlaws, fighting for their lives, resisted desperately. They fought with the ferocity of trapped wolves. But the soldiers charged down upon them with the irresistible efficiency of trained troops. They surrounded the camp, and their guns began to cut down the outlaws from all sides. At last, the gang threw away their arms, and Colonel Dawson assumed command.
Rope them and take them back to the post. We'll put them on trial there.
Doggone Colonel Dawson. That's where they'll get a trial that'll give them what they got coming.
And there's the two who killed the pony rider.
You can't prove
it. You may not hang for that murder, Jake, but you'll get your punishment for other crimes.
And you, sir. You're the one who captured...
Your daughter is quite safe, Colonel Dawson. Come, Tonto.
Me?
Come. Give the colonel his daughter's clothes.
You? You're the one that was on the horse?
Me, same fella.
Sally would be glad to know that she loaned her clothes to help our plan.
By thunder, Dawson. There's the time that one was put over on you.
You may take my word for it, sir. The orders to attack were sent to you. Hi-yo, Silver! Come on! Come on, Silver, old boy! Stretch out those great legs of yours! Tonto's waiting on the trail ahead! Hi-yo, Silver!
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.